Personal Finance Wednesday. Still to come, new data tracks spending versus saving by millennials.
Making sense of your dollars. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
It appears that younger adult Americans are more interested in the now rather than the later. Well, we're talking with Craig Bolanos, who is founding partner and chief executive officer of Wealth Management Group in Inverness, Illinois. Craig, welcome to the Noon Business Hour. We're talking about millennials who are spending a lot of money on fancy dinners, but not so much looking at their future savings.
No, you're absolutely right. And we see this time and time again. Survey plays it out that, you know, for millennials, you know, for all of us at different ages, we're just stuck in what I call these habit loops, you know, and survey after survey is showing that millennials might spend more money on coffee and eating out than they do saving for their retirement. And I say to that, initially, we can't fault them because that's what they're used to doing while they're in college. And then the real world sets in, and we just need to change the optics. We've got to change the focus.
Well, I'm a baby boomer, and I don't think that I was thinking about my future, you know, when I graduated from college. I think that's just something that we all go through.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Yeah, because I think we don't spend enough time giving financial education. Sure, we help people with the easy stuff, you know, creating a budget so you start telling your money where to go instead of wondering where it went. But we really don't impart the wisdom about how impactful it can be if we just start saving early.
So how do we convince a 22-year-old spend in a different way?
Well, I think the first thing we have to talk about all the time is I ask people, I say, if someone were to give you free money, would you take it? And then they pause and they say, no one gives free money. And I say, yes, that job you got where you're automatically eligible to participate in that 401k at work, I'll bet you they give away free money in the form of a match. Why aren't we taking it? And sometimes that comes from the fact that the most obvious clue is deceptive. So I think the first place we start with everybody is just creating some excitement about getting free money through that employer-sponsored match by utilizing the retirement plan at work.
I don't know, man. It's that or deep dish.
Well, hey, I love my deep dish Lou Malnati's like anybody.
That.
And that's not to say there's not other pizza choices in Chicago. But I think you can find a way. Think about how powerful it is. If you just put away $100, $200 a month to start, and you went and got a company match on top of it, that nest egg would be glorious some three or four decades later.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks, Craig. Always appreciate you being on. Craig Bolanos, founding partner and chief executive officer at Wealth Management Group in Inverness.